So the Gemara says, why is it called Hawa Adar? It's an amazing Gemara. The words of Chazal, when you first look at them, they don't really strike you as outstanding. But if you look a little more carefully, they strike you as strange. And then, when you try to figure out why they're strange, if you're successful, you see what they really mean. This is amazing. Rashi explains. So the question is, why is that a davar gadol? There are so many things in the universe. The Bria Shemayim V'aretz, one would think, is certainly the most amazing thing that any man, any human being, can behold. And he can only behold it in a limited way. But even in a limited way, you see man's amazement over the universe is endless. It's the most amazing thing. From what is the Nosim Lech Mechabasim? It's a very limited phenomenon to our planet. And it's a very self-serving, egocentric kind of phenomenon. And it's our own sustenance. And so why should we choose that? On the contrary. The many, Hodel Kela Shemayim is the biggest thing. You don't need more than that. Hodel Kela Shemayim. What do you say? Nosim Lech Mechabasim? Okay, fine. That's certainly... that everything was pre-planned in the emergence of the Bria, that this little ant should have his mazaros. It's certainly an astounding thing that it's beyond the scope of human understanding, human knowledge. Yeah. So why did they choose this? But why did they choose this feature? So we said two things here. This is certainly one of them. See, the idea here is like this. The amazing thing is that the Torah has no concept, really, almost no concept of saying thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see? Because thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is basically nonsensical. Why? Because you say thank you to another human being, it does you a favor. Why do you say thank you? For two reasons. First of all, you feel you owe him something, so you want to benefit him back in return, so you thank him. Your appreciation is considered like you're giving him something. What does Gemara say? Gemara says in Azor, that the whole question of King Yisuda, whose Suda is it? So Gemara says, Kel Shakona, Kel Shamakna. So the Gemara says, how can it be Kalim Shel Machna? Because he's the one that's being Machna, so why his Kalim, so where's the return? So the Gemara says, Bahi Anod Kom Makabal. So the Anod is Makabal, the Anod is what he gives him. It's an amazing thing, by the way. That Gemara is an unbelievable insight into business. Because what does the Gemara show? It's an amazing thing. The Gemara is saying the Anod, that the person's Makabal from you, is what he's giving me in return. I'm doing business with him, and I'm being mocked, and I'm getting back to Hanoah. It shows you, and I think it's very true, so important psychological effect in business, that in business, one of the main business is a psychological phenomenon, and one of the main psychological features is people enjoy doing business with someone that they have an emotional tie. The emotional tie is a tremendous satisfaction of the whole business transaction process. It's an amazing insight that Chazal had in that Gemara Nazar. That's why you see businessmen, they eat together and they, it's a whole thing. Usually it's not real, it's a momentary thing. But even as a momentary thing, the person fools himself because, you see, the person fools himself in an area where he has a great desire. And the desire to feel that there is an honesty and there is a there's a mutuality here. It is a tremendous motivation in the whole process of the business transaction. That's why Chazal say that it's according to one man that a paskin away. It's Levi, but Levi held it. That's the biggest thing. Because that the that shows a certain relationship there, and that's really the tremendous satisfaction in the whole procedure. It's an amazing chazal, amazing insight into the psychology. But anyways, the Gemara over here, getting back to the Gemara over here, so the point is that why do you thank somebody? You thank somebody for two reasons. First of all, you give them the satisfaction of the appreciation, okay, that I know. And secondly, you want him to be aware of the fact that you appreciate it. I mean, you want him to know. He doesn't know how you see. In relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not sensible. Because he doesn't need anything. And that's the Yisod HaDos. God does not need anything. And he doesn't need you to tell him if you appreciate it. So the whole idea is nonsensical. And you see, Mahavdil, the old day of Arizona, they always say to their gods, thank you. They always say that. You know, I mean, all the other Arizona, even the sophisticated, today's other Arizona, they always say thank you. Because they have a feeling, that's one of the things that Ravi points out many times, and Chazal emphasizes that in the system of Avodah Zarah, they're always giving to their gods, because it's a whole childish type of a situation. But Yahadus, in recognition of the Das or Emes, I mean the Yisore Yisoros is a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything, so it's nonsensical. So there's no reason for a person. So how should a person respond when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him a tova and a chesed, and he has that recognition? The answer is, what is the response? It's a completely different response. The response is that the person is awestruck by the fact that he is an insignificant creature. A Bria Shvela of Afela is an insignificant creature in the whole universe, and yet a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave something to him, and in his plan is this little insignificant creature's need. So when a person has a conception of that, so what is his response? He's in a state of awe, and he has to say Shiva. The response is Shiva. That's the only true, logical, philosophical, correct response for a person as a makabel of a tova and a chesed from a chesed. It's an amazing thing. And that idea is Yisod HaDos. That idea is the whole idea of the Shira, which means to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take Kol Yisrael in such a short time, and it's an amazing thing, a short time, a process of a few months, I mean, to take them, and they were all Devar Zohar. Chazal say, Alolo of Devar Zohar, Alolo of Devar Zohar. So they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he said in Yisrael. So you see, he took them from the level of Avodah Zohar to a level of recognition that the only thing they could say in response to the Chesed Hashem that they went through the Kriyas Yamsuf, you see, is Shira. That's the only rational, appropriate response for another. Say Shira. And the Shira, what does Shira consist of? It means a person can, the Shira is the enumeration, if you look at Oz Yashu, it's the enumeration of the events, the Chesed Hashem, and it culminates in an amazing statement. Mi chomocho ba'ilam Hashem, mi chomocho neda b'kodesh, and the next words are extremely significant. No rasa yilos. What does it mean, no rasa yilos? Rashi says, that's right. It means only for sure. It means that to praise you is a frightening experience. Because we recognize whatever we say is nonsensical. No rasa yilos. And the only thing you say is, Osei fella. Osei fella. Osei fella, by the way, is another tremendous yourself in Yahadus. And that is that a person has to look, has to have the ability to look at events that he witnesses that are Yad Hashem as simply as a phenomenologist. It's a phenomenology. I don't understand it. It's a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon. Osei fella. That's something which is true in the range of our personal experiences as well. I mean, we don't understand. I mean, you just say we don't understand it. The mishpat Hashem and how things work. I mean, contrary to our reason, a human reason, it's El Sefer. It's Pillar Point. Pillar Point in terms of Chesed, Pillar Point in terms of what we see as onus or whatever it might be, is an Osi. We always have to, that's your Pasuk in Tehillim. The Behemos Hayisi Ima. I don't know exactly what it is. The Pasuk in Tehillim. It says that I am like a behemoth in relationship to you. It says something. What does it mean? It means that he's nothing. I don't have any knowledge. Nothing. The person has to have the ability at times in life to be able to look at the phenomena that's around them, whether for good or for bad, as Osefel. It's just a pillar point and we have no knowledge. No Rosilos, we can't, it's frightening to be Mishabayach, and Osefel. Amazing thing. And that's the culmination of the Shira. To think that people in such a short time were able to reach that level of Sagas Hashem through Rosh Rabbeinu is an amazing, most amazing phenomenon. I mean, I tell you, today in the most sophisticated secular world, they don't know the concept, approach the concept. And this is something which Baruch Hashem had by Yonzer. That's the idea of Shira. And the idea of Shira really is, that's why in the Shira, what do you have in the Shira? It says, Migdash. Migdash, at Hashem Kaneida. Why do you mention the Migdash over there? Because Migdash really, the essence of Migdash is not the Kabbalas. The Kabbalas are Machayev and Shira. The Shira is really the culmination, the essence of Baal Migdash. And you see that's why when Levin said Shira, it says you say in the Tefillah on Musaf Hashkodesh. You say what's the lesson over there? The lesson is V'Shirei David Avdecha Hanishmoim Beirecha. That's that's the year Yerushalayim. It's the whole year. The year means the whole society. It's that here's the Shira. It's a different kind of a city. But here's the Shira. And Ishmael Berecha, our moon with name is Bechecha. So the culmination of all the Kabbonis is really culminates in Shira. So Shira, the concept of Shira is an amazing concept because it is the only concept that places man in a proper way, gives him a proper response to Chesed Hashem. There's no other response that's perfect. So, it's totally counterintuitive. Right? You see, for instance, in modem anachnu lach. You see, modem does not mean thanks. Look at the translation. I think it's the same thing. Modem anachnu lach shato what Hashem alakeinu alakev esenu doesn't make sense as thanks. What is it? We thank you. What shato what Hashem alakeinu alakev esenu? What's it? Modem anachnu lach. That's what the mafarshim say. Modem anachnu lach means. Like modem means like when someone we're modem, we accept, we subordinate ourselves. That's modem anachnu loch sha tohu ad Hashem alakeinu alakev. That means we are modem that you are atar ibo. It's our dog, and it's like by a balchol. When someone is Tavayim, he's got modern mixes, so he's modern, he's modern everything. He's modern. he's either modern or kofer. So, and Rashi says in Sukkah, Rashi says, L'cho anachnu modim, so Rashi believes that L'cho anachnu Sukkah v'lo kofer. Alright? That's why it's that's why the modem is a shtach avoya. That's what Chazal said, person is not in the shtach by the modem. It's the worst knowledge. Because the modem is ishtachavoya. And the Pasuk mentioned before is Tehillim Ayin Gimel Chav Beis. Ani bar v'lo
edar,
behemos hayis imach. That's amazing. It means that I'm like a behemoth. No knowledge whatsoever.
Is that the same concept by Allah?
It's an interesting thing. I mean, I just want to tell you that the... In Nagaloch, I was looking at some of the today's metaphysicians, the discussions about God, the existence of God, that physicists get involved in. I tell you, it's all very, it's in my opinion, it's all absolutely awesome to be involved in. Their words are, even the ones that accept God, it's laced with cure. And you know why? Because there's one yesod that they don't have. And that yesod is the concept of the limitation of the human mind. And they get caught in crazy contradictions. So that's one thing that Yahadus, the Rambam, the essential idea in the Rambam's Morah Ruchim, is that a metaphysician is one who knows and who has definite knowledge that he is not a metaphysician. That's the yesod. Rashi's Meme in the base. It says, L'cha onu moldim shehu alekeinu. U'l'cha onu m'shapchim sh'ata chovev l'fonav l'chapra l'enu moldim lav loshen hod el loshen toda she'onu moldim bo v'lo kofer. That's Rashi. Moldim bo v'lo kofer. That's why, and that really is expressed in the Torah of Sa'ad, in the Psukim, that when it says in the Chumash, it says, when they saw, when Klal Yisrael, you got a Chumash? Yeah, Pasuk Yud-Beh, Shmoshit Beis, Pasuk Chumash. Vayikah, it says, Vayikim Alachim B'nechem, Vamatim Zer Pasuk Hashem, Asher Pasuk Abotim Yisrael Mitzrayim, B'nog Kos Mitzrayim, Ves Botei Hutzah. Then it says, Vayikah Rama Yishtachmah. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Al Besuras Agula, Ubiyas Oretz, Ubesuras Abonim Shiyilahem. So what do they do? They say, thank you. It was Kido Nishtachavoyah. That's the only response. That's the only response. But you could only stop. So you see where they knew that that's the only thing. The Shvachos Amar. It's complete recognition of the Ramos of Kachavon. Yeah, that's right. Saying that same thing as Shmini. Vayarom vayaronu vayiplu apneim. That was by the Isgalos of Kodesh Baruch Hu in Yom HaShmini, on the Shmini Morning. Yeah. Right. Same thing, yeah. Vayameinom, vayishmu kifakar Hashem has made it holy for us on Yom, vayiddu vayishtachal. It's an amazing thing, what's those two words, what's conveyed, the sublime concept that's conveyed in those two words. Shira is in awe of Midos HaKodesh Baruch Hu. See, the only difference between Shevach and Shevach Mordor is that Shevach could be at anything. I mean, a person could be studying the universe as a Shevach. And Shevach Vodah is specific to be awed specifically by the Midos HaKadosh Baruch, the Midas Chesed Shel HaKadosh Baruch. That's what it is. It's a specific response. So that's one idea. By the way, this the Modim Drabbanon is a... is like a supplement to the original modem. What is modem? The modem bond is al shanach the modem loch. So it's modem al shanach the modem. What is it? but right? I mean, the answer question: what is modem al shanach the modem loch? No, but the answer is that the modem drabonon is a second hodor, mashator Hashem Elokeinu again. You see, and but here for the fact that you gave us the ability to have this recognition. You see. That's the modern Rabbanon, what it adds, and it's mitzurf to the Tfilas Hashatz. Okay. Because the Tfilas Hashatz, and the Tfilas the Yud Ches itself, is just the first modem for the specifics. And the modem Rabbanon is a supplement for the Shevach that Al Shanach the Malach, that we have this ability. Yeah.
The
question of why it's considered, what Rabbi Yechon said, so why is it called Ha'ol HaGadol? So it says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Kel HaShemayim, that's an astonishing thing. There's no doubt it's an astonishing thing. But the other question is that why do you choose something which is mundane? I mean, that relates to you. That's not objective. It's totally subjective. And the answer is precisely because of that. Because if you chose something that's not subjective, then you would be putting yourself in a position that's again nonsensical. Because if you praise somebody for something, that means you have to place yourself in a position of some kind of a judge. I mean, if you honor somebody by a dinner, you give them a praise. So it means in some manner you're judging them. I mean, you have to otherwise make a praise them for. But with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not possible. It's ridiculous. So therefore, the fact that you choose something that's subjective, that's no sin lachem chalbasa, which is a realm which you're included in, so it shows you that I'm only praising insofar as my response to a subjective the fact that subjectively I received something, but in reality I have no right to give an objective praise. You see? Exactly. So in the shevach is built in the idea that I can't be mishabeach, and it's only that this is a response that my nature demands that I make this response, but at the same time I realize that it is not a judgment. It's only a subjective thing. So that's why the doctor, the Nelson Lachmichov Basser, has chosen to show the limitation of the Shevach. That it's limited. It's just because I can't, I'm not Shevach Kosh Baruch from making the world. Yeah, I know a lot about making worlds. I mean, it's not sensible. It doesn't make any sense. I say, Kosh Baruch made the universe. Well, what do you know about the universe? The whole idea is crazy. But the answer is, because Nelson Lachmichov Basser, I was the fact that I received this chesed demands that I express from my small subjective realm what I see. What appears to my tzelem olakim, I have a right to express. It's a different, totally different thing. That everything has, there's no other idea. Oh, let's say a person makes a bracha. So what did you say? Bracha's shura? No, a bracha's not shura. But is a bracha a different idea? That's for sure. It can be a different idea. There's only one correct idea. It can't be, there aren't two correct ideas. There's only one correct idea. But the answer, the difference between a person saying a bracha, which is also shracha shemakom, or a person saying shira, is from the standpoint of the gavra. Shira demands a certain state of recognition on the part of the gavra. When a person saying a bracha, it's perfunctory. It's also correct, because like the Rambam says, that all the brachas, what's the purpose of all the brachas? Is what the Rambam says, to be lachaskir abore tamid.
That's why mea brachas.
It's a different thing. Mea brachas, lachaskir abore tamid. I mean, that's why Chazal made all these brachas. Lachaskir abore tamid. That alone is something, but you can't always be involved in the highest level of shira. But the difference is in terms of the gavra. That's why by shira you stand. Why do you stand by shira? To show it's a different involvement than a gavra. It's enough to stand and make a bracha, much less enough to stand. I mean, unfortunately, we're not Malachi Asharis. We can't, we can't only be saying shura. But the...
Yeah,
that's right. So an event, it's in the human framework. That's been the human framework. I mean, the Yahadis deals with the nature of man. We're going to tell Malachi Asharis. But for man, is maskara bari tamid, so he can't only be saying shura. He should only be saying shura. He can't do it. The one thing is Amar of Shizbi Mishmei the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Koshin Mizon Osof Shal Odom Kukriyas Yamsov. The Siv Nosen Lechem Chav Basar V'Somach Lei L'Goza Yamsov V'Zor. Is that
right?
Yeah. The Gemara says before also. The Gemara says that the first one you can understand it, but the Gemara is one before. Amar Dechem Koshin Mizon Osof Shal Odom Yosem Mina to fly him to your later. Okay, see that means after the Gemara says kashim, it means a different thing. Over there it means kashim mizonosav shel adam to fly him to your later. The yinu be a later tzav be'etzav and mizonosav shel bitzam. There it's referring to the psychological burden of man. Because giving birth to a child is a very, very painful and difficult experience. But and it's something which is very dreaded. I mean, today a lot less than it was years ago because today they eliminated a lot of danger, but nevertheless, very, very painful. It's like a major operation. But so Chazal say that even though that's so intense, but that is when you compare that to the constant burden that a person has to earn a living, parnasa, that burden is twice as high. You see, there Chazal are comparing. That's a psychological insight. That sometimes you have something which is a long-term, grueling type of thing. It takes more out of a person than a short-term, really difficult, trying thing. But it's still short-term. It still has a goal. But what gnaws on a person on a constant, you don't realize it, but it really is taking its toll all along the way. So Chazal say that's what that person is. That a man really, even though he doesn't have to go through that difficulty, but the fact is he has that burden always. That burden is worse. I'm skipping to the next one, not to the immediate one, but the famous one. That Koshin Mizon Osof Shalodim Kikriyas Yamsuf. And then the Gemara says like this, The Gemara says that the Gemara, and then the other is not a chalal. Some of us are kasha l'savig zvugim to kriyas yamsa. So he goes, well, what does this mean? Kriyas yamsa? I mean, is it really? It sounds like an exaggeration. Well, what is it? Chazal is deaf. Who's more? You see? So anyway, right? You know what it means? Kasha. But the answer over there is like this, that when you say kasha, what does it mean it's kasha? I mean, kasha for God, for the Borei Olam. So I mean, nothing's hard. The whole concept of kasha is making sense in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what it means is, over there it means the human response when you witness the thing. In other words, if a person witnesses Kriyas Yom Tov, it seems this is a very hard, difficult feat. He has to feel that way. Even though, of course, metaphysically, in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that idea is absurd to say it's hard, and there's nothing hard. But it means that you can't help when you see an unbelievable thing, you think of what went into this, and in human terms, this is an extremely difficult thing. So it's the human response as a witness to the event. How you'd estimate it. So what Chazal is saying like this, that those two Chazal mean the same thing, that Kasha Mazaveg Zvugim Kikriyas Yamsev and Kasha Mazonosev Shul Odom Kikriyas Yamsev means that where the Hashgacha creates the Zivug, or where the Hashgacha is involved in bringing about a person's panasa, it means it looks like a simple thing, but you just see the last little effect. But if you would know, you'd be aware of all the individual elements. If you're suddenly given the binoculars through which you can see all the events that led up to that Hashgacha, it would be more amazing than seeing Chris Simpson. You'd say, wow, that's more astounding. The only thing is, you don't see it. The person only sees the last cause. I mean, he doesn't see the concatenation of events. But it means if a person would be able to witness that concatenation of events, it would be more amazing to him than seeing Kriya Samson. That's all I'm saying.
Isn't that true?
What? Cat
Kriya Samson. Yeah, I mean, okay. It means to say, a person reaches a degree of astonishment beyond which he's not capable to go. And that's a good point. As I said, it's Kasha Kikriya Samson. Kasha Lazar Kikriya. It means to say that there's a certain limit to our astonishment. So it means just like the astonishment that Yamsuf, you reach the human limit, you have the same exact experience.
Like 1-3 many.
Same exact experience, yeah. So the Rishon Rashbam there, the Rashbam says, Kloma, Neis Gadol Osel, see, here, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kloma, Neis Gadol Osel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lemisha Nosein Lo Mezonos. You see that? That's what Rashbam says. It means, yeah, the person's on the level where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ashgacha, supplies him with Mezonos, in specific, Ashgacha Pratius, it's Neis Gadol Osulah. What do you mean Neis Gadol? It's not a Shini Ateva, but it means it's a far. If you'd see the whole concatenation, you would say this is a Neis. Okay? So it says, and he says, but the Rashbam is an interesting thing. He says, V'nafkamilu and the boy Rachmi. What do you mean? What does that mean? V'nafkamilu and the boy Rachmi? What does that mean? So what he said, it means like this, that when a person is mispalel, His tefillah is niskabel. A person's tefillah is niskabel, is nishmas, insofar as he's in line with reality. That's the bottom line. How much is a person's tefillah received by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nishmas? It's insofar as he's in line with reality. Insofar as he's away from reality, his ideas are away from reality, like the Rambam says, that he's distant from God, because his knowledge is lacking, his ideas of Hashem is not on a par. So insofar as that's concerned, that's how much it's not nishmas. So the Rashbam puts in an interesting thing. He says, Nafkamilu Mibar Rachmi, that if a person is mispower for his mezonos, so if he doesn't have an idea of what he's asking for, the nature of what he's asking for, then his ideas are not in reality. And so far as they're not in reality, the chance of them being nishmas are reduced significantly. And you can't say when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we never know when a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be shema, won't be shema. But this principle we know, that insofar as we're in reality, the chance of the tefillah being nishmas is great. It's an amazing thing. I never understand the Rambam. The Rambam says, the strange Rambam, the Rambam says, Tfilas HaTzibur Neshmas HiTomeh. He says, Lefichach, he says, therefore, a person should always try to be mitzarif himself to the Tzibur. Isn't that what he says? That's Lashon Rambam, correct? So I always wonder about the Rambam. So yeah, he has this parash minute. Tfilas HaTzibur Neshmas Tomid. That's God's business, not my business. So why is it a machiv to be mitzarif to the tzibur? Because it's nishmas. You see, because it's nishmas. But the answer is the way we're saying now really explains it, because it means nishmas is a barometer of how much in reality you are. In other words, the kiyum of tefillah is like Reb Chaim points out in the Rambam, is to be omer lefnei Hashem. Omer lefnei Hashem means your certain realistic position in the universe. It's a position of reality. It's like the Rav said, that the main thing that you learn from the first, what do you derive from the first episode, is that a person should be in existence. That his existence is real insofar as he has the correct idea of God's existence. So that's what the Rambam is saying, that tefilas hatzibur is nishmas tamid. So it means nishmas means insofar as it is in reality. Say that Kadosh Baruch Hu moes b'tefilas hashalom. So it means that insofar as it's a rabbin, the rabbin is more of a reality. So the tefillas of rabbin is more of a reality insofar as man is concerned. So therefore, a person is mechuyiv to be, should try to be mitzarif with the tzibur whenever he can, because insofar as he does that, it's a kiyum of omer lefnei Hashem. His omer lefnei Hashem is a reality, is more in reality, and it's a greater kiyum of tefillah. That's what the Rambam said. It's an interesting thing. I never said no. It always bothered me. It's nishmas l'tam. So what? So it's not nishmas. I mean, I have a chiyuv tefillah. Nishmas, not my business. That's God's ace, not my ace. But the answer is, once we know that something is nishmas, it means ipso facto that is because our ideas are more in reality. So therefore, when you mitzaref to the tzibor, and a person forgets to a certain extent, the self is absorbed in the concern for the tzibor, so then he's in a greater reality before God. So it's a greater kiyum in the omen of Hashem. And that's really the whole kiyum too. It's an interesting. It would appear from the Rambam, you know, as Machlokes of Henkin and Reb Moshe, whether it's a chiyuv or whether it's a kiyum. I mean, it would appear from the Rambam, to me, it appears it's a kiyum. But a serious one. It's not, you can't make light of it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Chazal say, really, that even if you can't be with the tzibur, you should be respond to bismarat tzibur, right? And even if you're not bismarat tzibur, it should be loshim tzibur. So you see that because they're trying to get the individual into the reality of tzibur, which is a greater reality, which is a greater kibbutz.
Why is this a common though?
There's a rare, they call a lomid than a chozer, because a rare than a kotzer. Because it means the first time you just plowing through. I mean, the mind is really seeing it. It's like a plow in the field. Maybe successful, but when you go over it again, it's a different view. Because now the mind can really, it made the breakthroughs already, and now it has the ability to really see the picture clearly. Different kind of language.
It's very, very
is there's Avni Megamara that by Megillah. What does the Gemara say? The Chayav Adam Likras is a Megillah Balayla v'shanosa b'yom. So, I mean, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that one happened was that it means to learn it. But the next is v'shanosa means that b'yom, it should be the second time. So he said it was the limud of the second limud is a completely different kind of a limud. And Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh is really limud. It's interesting thing. You see, the Rambam makes it pretty clear. That Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh, I just saw it the other day, and it makes it clear that the Kriyas of Torah is Limud. See, Ram is Perkis Beis Halacha Tes. Kivan Shehischel Akore Likros Batorah, he says, Osel Lasaper Afilu B'Dvar Halacha. I mean, it's a hard thing, it's Ben Gavel and Gavel, it's a hard thing, It doesn't say there's not matir megala. Well, it's a question. So also something of halacha. Elo akol shomin v'shoskin umesimin libom lamashu kore shenema v'ozne kolom el sefer haTorah. So apparently, according to the Rambam, it's not enough just to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. You have to think. Simin, the Rambam is in, what is it, Perek Beis, Halachates. Shomin, v'shoskin, umesimin libom, lamashu kore. Shenema, v'ozne kol ha'om, el sefer haTorah. What does it mean, v'ozne kol ha'om, el sefer haTorah? So the Rambam explains, it means three things. Shomin, one. Shoskin, you can't be involved in anything, you can't talk. And also, mesimin libam, it means everything. Your ear is completely attentive, completely attentive to the Torah. It means that they're mesimin libam to what the Torah is saying. So apparently, if the tzibur is not really, not only are you afraid to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, but you're afraid to think into it. Think into what I'm saying. It's Allah and Lima, you mentioned before. It's Allah and Lima.
Is he also saying Shosekin?
Ozne kolom means complete involvement. So if you listen, sometimes a person can be listening to something and can hear what the other person is saying while I'm talking to you also. And it's possible. So that's no good, though. Because that means really the whole total involvement in the Kriya. So it means Mesimin Libam. It means you have to really think into it. I remember one time I heard the Rav say, when I'm listening to the story, he said that I'm thinking into the ideas. So he said, I said, no, it's wrong. That's what the Rav mentioned. There's nothing wrong for people in shul standing up by the shul. Because he says, there you're standing up to demonstrate the idea of shiva demands an involvement of the God. It's not because you're saying this part of the Torah is different than the rest of the Torah. Mm-hmm. But by the assessment of difference, the Rambam, by the way, makes it clear that, and I paid both my attention, you know, I mean, I mentioned it, the Rav gave this one. But if you take a look, the Rav is just trying to admit it, but if you look at the Rambam will not accept that. But the Rambam says that you're not allowed to do anything that in any way could lead people to that conception, that this is different. So it doesn't matter, even if you say, the Rav gave a beautiful piece of time, I want to go see Tom Elliott and Tom Tafka. But the Rambam himself definitely would not change his position. The Rambam says, as a matter of fact, in that tshuva, that he mentions over there that they gave reasons for it. He says there can't be any reason, because he says anything. You see, Chazal and Mavatl saying the Aseres HaDibros in the morning, because people are going to say that this is different than Kol HaTorah. So the Rambam says, see from that Gemara, that any time you do anything that people may lead to this idea, you're not allowed to. So Rambam absolutely awesome to stand up and say things. It's Tarumas Aminim is based on. Tarumas Aminim. I mean, you know that people say Ten Commandments are given by God. The rest of the Torah now. It's a common misconception. I would say like this. The reason why they picked those two is because we don't know, really. We don't know how anything works. So that's why they had to have Rayas from Pesukim to support the idea. Without the Pesukim, you can't say that. How do you know? So you have a right from Pesukim to say that. So those two things, you see, you have Rayas from Pesukim. One additional thing is that that's why it says, Oz Yosher Moshe of Ne'israel, the three Razos. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Melameh the Shira. Because the whole idea, the idea of Shira, is really is on the highest level of based on the highest level of Yisori Hadas. How you say Shira? I'm Mishav Echkas Bar. So the only one that could do it was really Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it's Oz Yashir Moshe of Yisrael. It wasn't a spontaneous pouring out of emotions. It was through Moshe's Yedias Hashem that he was able to give the proper formula for the Shira. Yeah. The proper formula. And the proper formula, which is based upon the only correct human response for a recipient of God's chesed. That's what Shira basically is. And based upon that, the formula is in the Shira.
I'm really
answered on that. Yeah. Give me a help. Explain something else also. Explains the passage of Atan Lohem Miriam. What's Batan, Lohem Miriam? The question is, what's Batan? What's the question? Yeah. What is he answering? But this is very good because it says, "Vatikach Miriam and Aviah Achos Aaron Zatov Biyada." Then it says, "Vateitzeno Chol Hanoshim Acharei Besuk Vemchokos." So it means that they really were demanding to be involved, to say Shira. So Vatan Lahem Miriam. So Miriam answered them that this is the proper formulation. Shira La Hashem Ki Go Go Sus Varach Varam Vayam. But they couldn't say Shira unless they had the formula from Miriam Avila. That's Vatan Lahem. She responded to their request. The request was when they came out with Super Mucholos, the request was they wanted to say Shira. If she answered them, this is what you should say.
That's why she asked them that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's good. That's good. Yeah, then you're right. Vatikach Miriam an Avia. He has to inform you that she was an Avia. Yeah. It would seem that, I mean, this much of the formula you could say. That, they have to sit down. He gayus delay. Gayus delay means that the gayus delay means that's lashon of the gayus delay. It means to say that when there's shira, there is no sense of success on the part of the human being. It means that all success belongs to God. That's gayus delay. There cannot be. When a person is in a state of saying Shira, there cannot be any sense of personal accomplishment. The personal is completely non-existent. And the only thing that's recognized, all success is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gayus delay. That's the underlying premise of the whole Shira. A Shira Lad Hashem Ki Go'ol Go'ol. That's the most basic statement. Most basic statement. The next thing you see is the enunciation of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The formulation of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Hashem Ish Mochama, Ad Hashem Ish Mochama. That means Al Hayam Suf Nirolam Ki Ish Mochama. And Sinai Kizakein. It means to say the fact that we're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we only can recognize things that appear to us that stem from His essence. And that's the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the recognition of God because of our own inability, through certain things that affect us. That's Ad Hashem Ish Mochama, Ad Hashem Shema. It means He appears to us, His Yeshua appears to us in a way that physically we can absorb it, we can understand, be the recipient of it, but yet Ad Hashem Shema, this comes from an infinite source, and because of our deficiency we can only perceive a result, which is Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Ad Hashem Shema. That is the second element. The enunciation of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this specific situation. And again, everything, as the Chazal say, everything is really, the ultimate Midah of a bus of a dam, of an Adam, is another. Everything ultimately, all reality ultimately leads to that recognition of his own, of the individual's own insignificance. In terms of success, he's nothing. And in terms of his perception of the source of the success, he also is nothing. He also is deficient. He only perceives shadows that emanate from the infinite source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Mamshei Kolinza. That's where that Hashem Ish Mochama, that because of our weakness, he appears to us as an Ish Mochama. Areshem Shema, but the source is infinite. That's the enunciation of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the way we, because of our nature, perceive that the good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the next element. Then the next element is the events. Mark Vos Parach Eliyahu V'Yom of Chash Lichav Tuvu Yamsav. Thomas Rashi Yisimu, Yod was called to Nisolus Kmo Oven, and the events, the list of the events. List of the events. Then that's element three. The next element is, four is the enunciation of the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see? It's interesting, it builds up to that idea. The Micha Mocha Be'elam Hashem, Micha Mocha Nerev HaKadosh, is really the climax of the whole Shira. You see? No Rasa Hilos. It's fearful to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Osei fella. Is we look at everything as a simply like a phenomenologist. We don't understand. It's all pillar playing. So so that's really the climax. The Shira builds up to that to that point. So it starts off. It's interesting. It starts off with our own nature. Success is not ours. Our perception is inaccurate, weak, faint, distorted. And nevertheless, we recognize, we however do recognize that it comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Mamzi Kol Nimtza. And then you have the list of the events, and then Micha Mocha Be'elam Hashem, Micha Mocha Nedav Kadosh, Norosahilos Osefala. Those two phrases are really the high point of the whole Shira. No Rasahilos and no Sefela. It means that's how we relate to God. It's frightening to praise Him, and what He does simply to us is just Pella. Just Pella. Then it's an interesting thing. Then you have one other thing. You have the idea of the metaphysical entity of Klal Yisrael. Migdash is the last thing. That's the last thing. Mochal shiftecha palta Hashem migdash, Hashem kanani yedecha. So that's the last element. It's an interesting thing. Why is that really? Shira. Why is that a part of the Shira? The statement is it's an interesting statement because, see, the statement is this is really part of the Osei Fela, actually. Of the Osei Fela. See, the Shira, it would still not be correct. Because I'll tell you why. Because in spite of all the renunciation of one's own significance, you see, there still is one more thing. There's one more element in man that is left untouched in terms of his proper position in terms of humility. And that is that he still is the beneficiary. That's still a something. So really, the significance of the beneficiary is removed in the last element. Because what it's stating is that Klal Yisrael is a metaphysical entity, and that is the recipient. You see, and that is the recipient. So, therefore, it means as an individual, you're not a beneficiary. It's only because of the metaphysical entity of that the fact that Klal Yisrael is a metaphysical entity. And why is that so? Osei fella. We don't know. That's something we can't know. Osei fella. Why is Klal Yisrael chosen to be a metaphysical entity? What rights do we have? Why is that? We don't know. We don't understand. It's something that is beyond our ability to comprehend really why that should be such a thing. See, but that's the concept of the of Am Yisrael. That's a yeah. And things like that. Yeah, and then the last thing is really is Mikdash. The last thing is Mikdash. That's the last element. The last element is Mikdash. Why is Mikdash the last element? I think Mikdash is the last element is because, like we said yesterday, that Mikdash is, what is the essence of Mikdash? Karbonis, of course, but Karbonis culminate in Shira. The Shira is really the culmination of the Kabbalah. It's not the physical Maisa Kabbalah is something that you can't do without. It's necessary. It's Maisa Mitzvah, it's Aloha, it's Torah. But the culmination in terms of the perfection is expressed in Shira. So therefore, when you say Shira, when Klal Yisrael said Shira by Yamsuf, they had to be looking forward to Migdash, which is really the ultimate Makom Shira. That's the ultimate Makom Shira. It's an interesting thing. So really, when you say that, what are we missing today that you don't have a bias? That's what we're missing. We're missing Shira. That's what Rishir Dabar Abdecha. Amurim Hanishmon Birecha, we don't have such a king. There's no king. And the Shira of the Yachid, the Shira of the Yachid, you see, that's why it's an interesting, Yahadus, it's an interesting thing. Yahadus is really very much an individualistic system. Because, the only thing that's real is the individual. But there's no such thing, like our Chaim says, there's no such thing as a mitzvah you could divide among two people. It's the yachid that has the chiyuv, and even by the tzibur, it's the yachid insofar as he's part of the tzibur. Without the yachid, you can't move. But the fact is that Yahadus demands that this same yachid recognizes his place in the universe, and that really. His godless is his ability to recognize his insignificance. That's really what Shira is. So the culmination of Shira is, when Klal Yisrael said Shira by Yamsuf, was looking forward to the Emo. See, to the Emo, the Sita Emo is a request. You notice that. Until that point, it's in the past. Natisir minchot tivlai emaras, nachisa v'chastacha. You see, but the aim of the sito aim of people in Masafachar ad Yavo am Hashem. The aim of the sito aim of Bahanach Loscha, Machal the Shifter of Pav Hashem. So you see, when it discusses the element of Migdash, it's looking forward to the future. It means you cannot say Shira and feel that you're satisfied. It means that they had to look forward to a constant state of Shira, which is really Mikdash. So the Shira culminates in a, concludes in a, doesn't really conclude, concludes in a desire to continue Shira on the highest level. That's really that's the result of the Shira. It never concludes. There's no such thing as you finish with Shira. If that's the idea, then you miss the whole the concept of this. You can't, because it's an essence in a person's existence. So it's the end of Sita'imu means you must be looking forward to the ultimate the situation of Shira, which is Mikdash. That's why Mikdash is the last element. That's why Mikdash is the last element. There's one thing, I think those are the elements, basically. Those are the elements of Shira. Now there's one thing that's there that is not part of the elements, but it's mentioned in there, and that is the thoughts of the vanquished. You see, Amar Oyev. An interesting thing. Erdov, Asig. What do I care about what the Oyev says? Okay, and then also it comes in again later. Shamu Amin Yergozon. Tipo Aleim in Masav Afachar. You see, it's an interesting thing. Why is that an element of the Shira? Well, I care what the Oyev thought. He thought Erdof Asiga Chalim Shol Tum Lema Nashi Or Kavri Tershem Ayadi. What?
Well,
this council wasn't only for us at that, it was also for them.
Yeah, but what is the idea? So apparently, you must show the juxtaposition between the correct idea of man. In other words, what was really defeated was not the Egyptians, but their way of life was defeated. The Derech HaChayim was defeated. See, that was what was defeated. So the Egyptians were an embodiment of that Derech HaChayim. That's why I have Omar Oyev, Erdov, Asig, Achalek Sholol, Timlaimo Nafshi, Orik Harbi, and then the main phrase, Tarishemo Yadi. I'll be the one that my might will conquer. So that's in the shaft of Rucha, Kisamayam, Soloka first, Maimadira. So it must show. You must show in Shira. You must demonstrate why the cause of the Shira was the defeat of the enemy. So it's the enemy's way of life that must be mentioned as a part of the correct way. Ashira l'Hashem ki go'o go'o, and that's the truth. And the false way is erda fasig achalak shol terishem oyadi. We must mention the false way also. It's an interesting thing.
Why is that?
Yeah, the reason why Shira is musical, it's a musical accompaniment to true ideas. Because Shira is different than Limud. Limud is completely the abstract mind, thought. Shira is where the emotions come in line with the true ideas. And the emotions is music. Music is the language of the emotions. And that's why in the Midrash also, you had music. Music is, Yahadis doesn't deny music. But what Yahadis does not, it's not an essential value. It's not it's an ibud zman basically, per se. Involvement in music per se is an ibud zman, because a person could be using his intellect, his chachma. That's important. But music plays a role insofar as it conveys this very important idea, and it's helpful in bringing about a certain state where the emotions are subordinated to the chachma in terms of the person's derech chayim. That aspect, that concept is a very, very significant concept. That the emotions must be brought in line with the knowledge. That's really basically the idea of the lost lover, like the Ramban says. I mean, Ramban's lost lover is that vasirosi levavin mi kibachem. That's right. Yeah. That's what I mean. That's the idea. It means that that a person can be in a situation where his mind understands something, but the emotions don't follow. He can't say Shira. A person like that can't say Shira. Shira must be where the emotions follow. The emotions have to follow the idea. If the emotions aren't aligned, the person just perceives these truths intellectually, he cannot say Shira. Shira demands that the emotions fall in line completely with the ideas. If the person is in discord, and his emotions are going one way, that happens many times. The person says, look, I know this is right, but the emotions aren't following. He's not in a position to say. Shira demands that the person's emotions are completely in line with the ideas. It means that Shira let a shaky girl go off. He says, yes, philosophically it's true, but emotionally I feel a sense of accomplishment, I feel a sense of victory. He can't say Shira. Can't say Shira. His ideas are right. But the emotions didn't follow. And that's the idea of Shira and Midrash. That's why music is used. Because music is that which speaks the language of the emotions. And the idea is the emotions must fall in line with reason. That's really Sefer Tum. That's Sefer Tum. The Sefer Tum is really a Sefer that was written for that purpose. It brings out that point that reaches man on the level where his emotions become aligned with his intellect. And that's why it was used in the Mikdash, and that's why it's accompanied by music. It's an interesting thing. I mean, That's also the idea the Rambam mentions, that music was used before a person received Nevoah. He mentions from Tanakh that what was the role of music? What was the role of music? I mean, the Navi engaged in the enjoyment of music? No, that's crazy. That's just the opposite. But it means in a state of Nevoah, the emotions must be completely in line with the intellect of Navi. And music was used as a vehicle of bringing about that state. Ah, good question. Good question. The cause of Shira and the Migdash is what? You know what the cause is? Bria Shemayim Arts. That's the whole thing. Bayom Rishon, the last parak in Tamar. That every day of the Shira, Bayom Rishon, Bayom Hasheni, it's all connected by Sabreshis. Chazal explained that everyone is connected. The Shira of Migdash is the Shira of Bria Shemayim Arts. Bria Salah. That's basically the Shira of Migdash. Because Migdash, like we said, like the Shalom say, reflects, the whole idea of Migdash is to reflect the whole creation.
Yeah.
It's a microcosm. It's a reflection of the whole creation.
Ready?
Well, Putney's mind me, it's correct. There's another idea also about the instruments, that the instruments play a role in demonstrating, they used to demonstrate that you can't really express the Shira. That verbalization, there's no verbalization. That's the last haluka. All the different instruments, meaning all, what is it? There's no end to the show. We can't enunciate. It's also used as a vehicle of that idea too. Correct. That's correct. Yeah, the Ibn Ezra says that the whole idea of Mikdash is because the real Mikdash is the Mikdash that Adam Rishon had, the universe. But we can't, we're deficient. We can't relate to God through the universe alone. I mean, it's not, we're not on the level. And that's why you need Mikdash.